All right.
Yeah, sorry about that. I accidentally sent...
I'm sitting here like, when the hell is this thing going to start?
I sent the Zoom invite to another Josh from my address book.
So if you're listening, and just Josh pops in, hey, special guest for the week.
Do you even know who you sent it to?
I have no idea.
God, please join the Zoom.
From the, don't say the address, but I'm guessing from the address, it sounds like it's a... I don't know.
A business contact.
A record rep or a paymaster at some...
It looks like a music licensing company.
Yeah. We'll find out what they're into in just a few.
Hey, I don't know. If he's better than this Josh, maybe we can consider it for the new year.
Boot me off in the middle of the show. he starts making jokes. You're just like, all right, see you later.
Do you think we can make this new Josh throw up?
It's worth a shot.
Make him gag.
Maybe.
when the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast with your artificial friends.
Welcome in. It's I'm Andy Chanley. That's Larry Morgan. And
hi, Larry.
One of my business contacts, Josh. Josh Fligger, also joining us.
One of your Joshes.
Oh, so this airing, if I do it the right way, on New Year's Eve, the last day of 2020.
Good what? Fucking Jeez. Bye, don't 2020. So long, you piece of shit year. Bye.
What a hemorrhoid of a year this has been.
Well, at least the Patriots didn't win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. You know, right? Maybe that's the thing. After last year, after shitting on people's favorite Christmas music, maybe one thing we can get out of this podcast is the good things that happened. Like, I got a new puppy, and I got to podcast with you guys way more this year than I ever would have in any other year.
Yeah.
And... that's it. Those are all the things.
Those are the things.
And I got to work in my jammies for 9/12 of the year this year, which is turns out really awesome. I love it.
Yeah. Just real quick, we're recording this on December 26th, and I want to know: have you guys actually been hungry since eating? Like at lunchtime yesterday, or have you just been full the whole time? Because I've been doing nothing but eating the whole. I mean, it's been like 24 hours. I've just given myself the license to grab whatever I see and eat it when I walk past. Even though my body's like, you're not hungry, Josh. You're not hungry. Quit eating. I'm jamming Chex Mix down my gullet.
Yes. Yeah. Zero restraint. No. Zero filter, zero gate on the I've got the double whammy. I am both not hungry and extremely constipated. So I am I might actually explode during this podcast.
Good background. That's good.
That might be a nice way to end the year. Yeah. They're talking about some fireworks.
I literally just fired off my Christmas meal about 5 minutes before this show.
Wow. Sending it off with a bang.
There we go.
I got to be honest, I'm kind of in the same boat. I realized all day yesterday, I have not gone to the bathroom. Finally woke up this morning and as Mark Thompson would say, fixed up a big bowl of snakes.
Well, when your body suddenly is ingesting something in a way and at a volume that you haven't done for literally 364 days, it takes a while to understand and process. It's just like, what are you doing to yourself? It's like Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas, just ingesting everything possible into your body as quickly as possible.
Well, the morning started off, you know, yesterday morning, the kids wake us up at 6. Well, they wake us up at 5, but we tolerate them waking us up at 6. And we go out and open presents and so forth. And I make a pot of coffee first, you know, before I even let them come down the hall, right?
Exactly.
Make a pot of coffee, you know, get the camera ready, take pictures and so forth. And then about an hour into it, I get up and I do our tradition. I make, you know, cinnamon buns in the oven, you know, put those in there to go. So we have some cinnamon buns at about, I don't know, 8:30 in the morning, you know, 8 o'clock, 8:30.
That's lighting the fuse, basically.
Yeah, basically. But that's, you know, the idea is to tide things over and you just kind of snack through the day and then boom, you know, the big Christmas feast.
That's the theory, yes.
That's the theory. That's the theory. And so we make it pretty well. And by the way, start off having, you know, mimosas at like 7 a.m.
Oh, God.
let's get, because this weekend, this last weekend was the first batch of tangerine juice from the tree in the backyard of the year.
Oh, nice.
And my God, it's liquid gold. It's better than ever.
Do you actually get a lot of the juice or do you have to use like all the tangerines from the tree just to get like a cup? Or
No. We've got a juicer. We bought an electric juicer years ago. And if I get like a big, you know, like a salad bowl, a big bowl of tangerines, it'll make a pitcher.
Oh, nice.
It's amazing those trees. Was that tree there when you moved in?
Yeah, it was there.
All right. So this is part of the groves that were covering your part of the world probably back in the, 20s and 30s, I would guess.
Because maybe so.
I think so. Because we had an orange tree in Woodland Hills and it was all orange groves around there. And that thing would be so prolific. We would have oranges just out the yin yang, and they made the most beautiful, sweet, wonderful juice. Yeah, it was amazing.
They're seedy as fuck. There's so many seeds in there and they're pulpy, but the juice is amazing. Anyway, so we, start off with mimosas in the morning. Then, around noon, you're like, hey, is it time to break out the good stuff? Should we have a bottle of Veuve right now? And as we continue to cook, we're cooking all day. And it was like, I guess 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 10-year-old Silas comes by and he's like, can we have some cheese now? Cheese and crackers. And he puts some cheese out on the counter. And we're both like, I don't know. We're going to be eating here in a while. I'm not feeling it. And we get out this cheese that we had just bought at Whole Foods. I'm like, well, I am kind of curious about this one. I can't name 5 cheeses I've had in my life that I like more than
this.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
What was it?
It comes in like, it looks like a white hockey puck, a little, you get a little brie in, that's just like 3 or 4 inches across. I think Mount Tam, T-A-M, okay. Mount Tam. Good Lord.
But it was a brie?
It was just like a triple cream.
I'll tell you what, cheese. One thing about this pandemic that I noticed is me and Cindy have got into like trying good cheeses and like at the end of a work day, kind of going downstairs and meeting in the kitchen and before we walk in the dogs and grabbing a couple of the crackers and a couple breaking the cheese out and just doing like your pre-dinner post-work snack. And I've been getting into some good cheeses lately. Yeah. Cheese is a good thing.
That's my
best thing about 2020 is I discovered some good cheese.
Cheese. Yeah. It's cheese.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're the cheese.
Cheese is a good thing.
I'm glad.
If you learn anything from this podcast in 2020, cheese is good.
It's cheese.
Yeah. So go ahead. You broke out the cheese and.
Yeah. And I just, it was fantastic. But I wonder the fact that just about the only thing I had yesterday are bread products and cheese.
Yeah.
No wonder my anus is bricked over like a.
You set the foundation right there. You poured the cement early in the day for sure.
Yeah. You dropped the quick crete down there.
but this morning had the dressing waffles with an egg and gravy. Oh my God! Yeah.
So what did you have for what did you have for Christmas dinner?
Basically, the same thing that we had for Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know if you did anything different.
No, did one thing different. Mashed potatoes this time, and they were fantastic.
Ooh.
Well, we kicked off Ham Week 2020 last night.
Oh, congratulations!
It's been fantastic. Already, I've had at least 2 meals with ham in it.
It's been hamtastic.
Oh yeah. We got a breakfast sandwich maker.
Wow, what's
and
that?
It's the most gadgety thing you would think of in the world, but works surprisingly great. It's like, it's this thing, this little thing that looks like a mini waffle machine. You know what I mean? It's like the size, I don't know how to describe it, it's like the size of a softball, but it's got layers it's got like a circle thing where you put the bottom half, it cooks, it's Teflon, and it heats up and cooks. And then it's got like, you know how they have those circle things where you make eggs if you want to make like a circle, a perfectly circular egg?
Right. Sure.
Okay, so it's on a hinge, so it drops down there, and then you put the bottom half of the muffin, whatever you're using, a McMuffin, croissant.
English muffin?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Put that in there, then your meat, and we put in ham, then the cheese, then you drop another layer down, another piece of metal down there, and then it has a disc on top of that, and then you crack the egg, and then put the muffin on top of that, then you close it, and just let it cook for 5 minutes, and then when it's all done, right, the disc in the middle that separates the two has a hinge on it, and you slide it out, and they all collapse down onto each other, and you lift it up, and there's a perfectly cooked breakfast sandwich just sitting there waiting for you. And it sounds so gadgety. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a pain in the ass to clean. The cool thing about it is all that middle junk that's all hinged and everything lifts right out and is dishwasher safe.
Wow.
And we've been making the shit out of breakfast sandwiches. It's so easy and so good. There's literally no mess.
That sounds surprisingly good.
Yeah.
I need to get, we use pretty much all iron in the house, but I need to get one of those like silicone egg rings.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I find that those don't work that well. I think we had one time and it didn't. I think, I don't know. I remember having one time and it just being like, this doesn't work.
Well, the egg sticks to the sides of it. And so I swear to God. Okay, so Laura won't let me buy Teflon because she thinks doesn't want me to get Alzheimer's. So selfish of her.
Yeah. All fighting urge to make tasteless joke. Urge to make tasteless joke.
When you try to, I need a pan where I can make I can flip an omelet that it won't stick to the pan too much.
We had the same issue. Sharla and Lara are in the same boat as far as that goes. All Teflon pans just disappeared one day. After we watched. What movie did we watch that had something to do with Teflon? I can't remember now. Oh, it was who's the Hulk guy in the Avengers
movie? Lou Ferrigno.
Wrong Hulk. Wrong Hulk again. In the most recent ones. Anyway,
Third?
That guy, Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
There's some movie he did that was based on a true story about a guy who was like a corporate defense attorney, but actually switched sides to sue, I guess, the big Teflon company because they were not disclosing that there were elements in the Teflon that were harmful. And that immediately made Sharla throw out everything. That movie influenced her to the point where suddenly we were missing all our Teflon. She found a green nonstick pan that is fantastic, doesn't include any of those chemicals. It works great. I will send you a link. It will make you happy. It is perfect for all my egg sandwiches and all that stuff. It's perfect. And
oh my God,
everybody needs at least
so
one
bad.
Egg cooking pan. You have to have an egg cooking pan.
Totally.
Well, I've got the griddle right in down the middle of the stove, which is fantastic to have a gas griddle right there that I can make pancakes and eggs. Typically, that's where I'll do I'll do eggs over easy there. No problem. But if I want to make an omelet, you got to make the omelet and you got to, it sets up and then you have to lift the side of it and pour off the extra stuff that's in the middle. So it gets underneath the omelet and that starts to, get solid. It gets to the point where you can take it and flip it. And every time I try to do that, it looks like an abortion in my sink.
Exactly. It looks. It's pretty nice. It also depends on what you're putting in the omelet, too, because if you got a little yellow cheese and tomatoes in there, it don't look too good.
Yeah, it's not pretty. That would be fantastic, Larry.
I couldn't be happier. I will save your omelet making, and you will owe me. Yes.
Larry, tell me what... I know that Christmas, it's, as Charlie Brown has taught us, it's really about... the mysticism of the season. And it's not about the giving that counts.
Wait, Charlie Brown taught us that? Really?
I don't know. I never paid attention. I hate that shit. Tell me what your favorite holiday gift was.
Oh, they were all great. This was a really good year. I think partially because Alex really came through with some really, and this is kind of dumb to say because he's very sweet every year and he does what he can, but he actually, here's another thing to be thankful about. Alex had a really good year making money off of his music production.
Really?
And
fantastic.
He had enough kind of freelance gigs going on, and he had some things open up to him that he was able to do remotely. So he was very generous this year and got us all sorts of gadgety things. I got a Fitbit, which everybody else in the world has one, and I've never wanted one. And then finally I went, I kind of want one just to kind of keep track of my health. I got AirPods, which is something I would never spend money on myself for AirPods. But I'm also so tired of dealing with, I once again, for about the ninth time, washed my earbud cord in my pocket when the last time I did laundry. some very thoughtful things from both of them, stuff that they've kind of, since they've seen me around, an expander for my laptop to raise it up a little bit so I'm not hunched over when I'm working at the table all the time. Yep. All these really, really nice things. And nice. Couple of pieces of clothing that were dead on perfect. I only told Charla she had bad taste on one thing this year. So,
nice.
Well, it sounds like she won Christmas too.
Yeah. Well, not the fact is she did, because she likes it enough that she's going to wear it herself. She actually took it. Where it is a boyfriend shirt.
Well, maybe there was a little strategy in that purchase. You know what I mean?
Don't think that didn't cross my mind, Josh. He's going to hate this. I get to have it. Yeah,
exactly.
But it was lovely. How about you guys?
Josh.
My gifts got hit out of the park this year. I got a
PS5. What?
Wow.
I got a PS5. I got a PS5. It's not here yet.
Oh. So,
and I'm the one that bought it.
Well, you have great taste.
Yes. Well, but good for you, knowing you so well.
But my favorite gift is, I don't know if you guys remember, do you remember the movie Youngblood with Rob Lowe? A hockey movie with Patrick Swayze and Rob Lowe.
Barely.
In 1986, about minor league hockey.
Oh my God, barely.
Well, she got me, the main character is Dean Youngblood, and he plays for the Hamilton Mustangs, and she got me his jersey.
Wow.
So I now own, in my house, a Bad News Bear jersey from Kelly Leak and a Dean Youngblood jersey for the Hamilton Mustangs. And my jaw dropped when I saw it, because I was like, this is amazing. I cannot believe I own this now.
Wow. So has anybody ever recognized the Bad News Bears jersey?
Oh, yeah. Every time I wear it, it says Chico's Bail Bonds on the back.
Will anybody recognize the Youngblood jersey?
I don't know. I guarantee if I wear it, nobody will recognize it if like I'm in Ralph's, but I guarantee if I wear it to a Kings game, I'll get a couple people like, Dean Youngblood.
Man, that is a deep pull. That is deep into hockey culture
right there. Exactly. I'm stoked about that. I remember renting that on VHS and watching it and being like, oh my God, this is badass.
Wow.
There is nobody in hockey as pretty as Rob Lowe and or Patrick Swayze, period. Not at all.
That movie is just, it's so 80s and it's so hockey. You got to, it's every once in a while it's on the NHL network. And if you stumble upon it, just watch like 10 minutes of it. You'll like laugh and then be like, this is ridiculous. And then turn it off. There's only literally two good hockey movies. It's Slapshot and Youngblood. The rest are, I don't even know about those.
Miracle on Ice?
Oh, that's a good one. Miracle. Yeah. I forgot about that. That's a really good one. Yeah.
Jeez. How do I know more hockey movies than you do?
Wait, Miracle. Isn't Patrick Swayze in that one too? No, who's in that one?
No, that's the Overboard dude. Escape from the, Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh,
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Yeah. That's it. That's right.
Patrick Swayze, same guy.
Yeah,
it's sad that I know him as the Overboard dude. Of all the movies he's done, I remember him from Overboard.
Right. Well, that's like saying, oh, yeah, Rob Lowe, he's the Youngblood dude. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. You mean Dean Youngblood? Sure. Yeah, I remember him. What about
how about you, Andy?
You, Andy?
How about you, Andy? What was your haul like?
For me, my joy was for the most part was voyeuristic. I mean, just vicariously through my kids because it was really really fun. Because we they suffered through a pretty shitty year, so we made sure that they felt like. Like they fucking scored this year for sure.
Yeah.
Personally, Laura, the things she got for me aren't here yet. So she's like, one, I think you would never buy this for yourself, and I think you'll love it. And the other thing is something I think you've needed. I'm like, okay, great. Well, whenever those arrive, that'll be fantastic. I got a set of the nerd in me, the fix-it man. I got a set of drill bits all sorts of, not drill bits, but driver bits, like every one you can possibly imagine, down to the tiniest little Torx.
That's a great, and a nice little case. That's a great little thing right there. Yes,
and it came in handy 24 hours later.
Yep.
24
I have
hours.
Two of those, and I love those things, because it's you'll go in there and look through there and be like, I just want to see. I want to take inventory so I know what I have in case the situation comes up. You know what I mean? Because there's so many little ones. You're like, oh, I don't even know what that thing's for.
In case the bit hits the fan. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I really regretted that before I said it. Mm-hmm. But I enjoyed, spoiling everybody else. And the kids, Silas got a bike. Vivian, all she's been asking for has been this... what she calls a power wheel, those cars that kids can sit in, the electric thing. She wanted, so she got a little electric Mustang to drive around, and she's so fucking happy.
She's going over the speed bumps. She's slowing down for those
on my street.
Yeah,
she better.
Her old man Chandler will come running out.
She already texting while she drives, taking selfies.
You know what she did? She got some mints or some candy or whatever for Christmas in her stocking. She took these out and she put them in the cup holder. So just like Daddy has them in the cup holder of the car. That's pretty good.
Just like where Daddy keeps his beer.
Exactly. Precisely. And I got Laura a couple of things that I think she really does. First of all, I wanted to shed
Gesundheit.
Oh, there you go. Bringing up the shed.
I wanted to shed the rap I've gotten of not being the jewelry buying husband. Ooh. And bought her some earrings with her birthstone.
Did you choose them? Did you pick them out?
I did.
Good for you.
I chose them online. I didn't.
Yeah, but I'm always scared. I don't have a problem getting her jewelry, but I have a problem picking it out because I'm like, I don't want to spend a ton of money on something that you think looks like shit. So it's like, let's go together. You know what I mean?
But good for you. It turns out I have impeccable taste. So that worked out well. And the other thing.
You also have a very polite wife who would never tell you if it sucked, I think.
Yeah.
No, she'll let me know.
Did she ask you if you kept the receipt?
She is not shy about it. The other thing I got her, and this is amazing. I'm surprised how much I like it as well. Something that she brought up a couple weeks ago. Just as a casual thing. I'd like to have one of those things. I'm like, so I went and I found the last one they had at the store. It's a weighted blanket. Have you had experience of these?
Oh, yes. I've never experienced them.
it's like a chenille, duvet covered with inside is this heavy blanket. Like this blanket is like throw size, it's like 4x6 or something, 4x5. But inside is a 15-pound blanket.
Yeah, I don't think.
And you lay underneath it, and it feels like you're getting a fucking hug all over your body at the same time. And it is. I mean, it's if you're wanting to have a nap, lay that on you, and you just melt into the sofa. You're gone.
I don't know if I would like that because I'm like one of the people that always has to have a limb outside. That seems like it's good for cold sleepers, people that are cold all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you couldn't. It overheats if you. Right. If you have
I'm a hot sleeper, so I don't.
That's part of the great part of it is I'm going to save so much on my gas bill.
You know, no, I think those things are meant for people who are prone to anxiety, especially during sleep, and they do provide a sense of comfort. I think when I have a lot of covers on top of me, I feel so, even when it's warm outside, I usually like, unless I just get real sweaty, but I like the feeling of being that secure, and I think I would enjoy it. But I there are certain people who find that really soothing and have much more, have much deeper sleep and calmer mm-hmm. sleep. And I get it. I think I get it.
I wonder if it's easier to smother someone with one of those because it's 15 pounds oh. less pressure that you gotta put on their head.
That's what I said. I'm like, you dropped this on one of the kittens oh. and good Lord. They might not make it out.
Right. Oh.
Yeah, that would be sad.
It might be the perfect crime.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I came walking in and she had the 15-pound blanket on her head and that's it. Yeah.
You like that, honey? Here's a 150-pound yeah. sleeping blanket.
Hey, I feel like we buried the lead here a little bit.
What's that?
I feel like, well, isn't this like gutter day? Isn't well, gutter
you know
day
what
happening?
I noticed? Can you see what's behind my ear? I just noticed as I was talking to you. Can you
yes.
see in the what? Tell everybody what's behind my ear.
I don't see it.
Well, it looks like some oh. sort of implement. There is. It's either. Let me put it on.
He's got it.
Speaker view here, and let me see, Andy.
Yeah, can you see?
Is it a pencil?
It is a pencil.
All right.
Yeah, I was doing
that was exciting measuring for all the listeners, by the way.
That was pretty. You know,
I got a little bit. I got a little bit confused. I'm like, is it not a pencil? It's obviously a pencil. I don't know.
Sometimes it's the easiest. You know, Andy's not really that much into trickery, so he just wanted us to state the obvious.
Like it's so obvious, it's a pencil that maybe it isn't a pencil. I don't know what kind of yellow tool is that.
I'm wondering. I hear them talking. Could it be a can of beans? Is it?
I was thinking the same thing, Josh. It was going to be like, no, it's not a pencil. It's exactly. It's a slippity whoop wah. And it was in my new toolkit.
It is a slippity.
It's a left-handed graphite placement unit.
Yeah. Also known as a slippity woo wah.
Slippity woo wah. Slippity.
All right, this is it. Should we just, I think on that note, just maybe start over.
No,
here's what's happening right now. You are keeping me from working on the gutters because that's what I got up right after I made the dressing waffles.
Yeah,
I went out to work on the gutters to put the gutters together so I could get them up today because the rain's coming. The rain
well,
is
I feel I feel like I need to apologize mainly to our listeners for not being able to get a full, complete update on your gutters because of this podcast.
Well, here's
interrupting
the
you doing it.
Here's
yeah,
the thing
I want to apologize to our listeners ahead of time for Josh asking for a gutter update. So I'm on the opposite camp. So we've got all the sides covered there.
God, I should have brought it in here with me.
The gutter?
No, what I'm about to talk about. I try to take precautions when I work with things. I wear safety glasses. Mm-hmm. You know, I won't saw or drill without safety glasses on. I am working with sheet metal, so I'm wearing gloves to make sure that I don't cut my hand. You know, I will take work and I will brace it when possible, you know, to make sure that, you know, I'll put a clamp down to make sure when I'm sawing something, it doesn't, you know, kick back and have, you know, something horrible happen. This afternoon, or this morning, rather, I'm drilling into this gutter, into the sheet metal, to, you know, go through both layers that I'm trying to, two pieces I'm sticking together because I want to rivet it together. I want to put rivets in it. And I'm drilling, and as I'm pushing down on this drill, this old drill bit, they say there's nothing more dangerous than a dull knife. Well, my leg and my body, I'm you know, a good foot or so away from where I'm drilling, and it's clamped down, and I'm drilling against a table, and I'm doing this. All of a sudden, I'm pushing down on this, you know, bearing down on it pretty hard. It jerks out of my hand and goes into my leg, into my thigh, and winds up in my jeans leg, in my
like pant in leg. Your flesh?
No, well, I don't know. I don't know what's happened. And I'm like, ow!
So then you went through the podcast and you haven't looked yet?
Are you going to reveal it here on the podcast?
I would like to pull down my pants and have you tell me what this looks like to you.
It looks like a pencil. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Yeah. Sorry.
Wait, that hurt. That deserves this. Anyway, I'm like, ow! And what's happening, by the way, is my children are just, 15 yards away getting a gymnastics lesson, a socially distanced gymnastics lesson from this gymnastics teacher that comes over once a week. So this young, fit lady who's standing over here taking care of my children, hears this grown man yelp like a baby, ow! And I look down, I've got a drill that's in my leg. And she's like, oh, my God, are you all right? I'm like,
oh, wait. So the drill is in the leg or the drill bit?
Well, they're kind of connected to
each other. Well, not if the drill bit breaks. I thought you implied that the drill bit broke.
It did
not
break. Okay. It did not break. No, this is it's wound up in my leg.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
So I unwind it, right? I pull the bit out and it corkscrews out. I'm like, what the fuck? I look at the bit. The bit is shaped like a question mark. Like it completely
bent?
Yeah. This steel drill bit is, I wish I could go get it and show it to you. It looks like a corkscrew. It's crazy what happened to this thing.
That's weird because you would think it would snap and break before it would bend.
You would.
Right?
Anywho, yeah, right.
Maybe you just got too much upper body strength.
Here's what somebody's going to tell me. Here's what somebody's going to write in, and I know this. I should have had like a cobalt drill bit, something that's cuts through steel like a hot butter. I just grabbed whatever drill bit was the right fit, that I could find because I didn't want to go to the store, and that's where the corner that I cut. And so they're like, "Are you hurt?" I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to go inside and look. So I go inside and pull down my pants.
Talk slower.
And I find out I'm hung like a can of Pringles.
Like a baby's arm holding an apple.
Anywho, I was so lucky. It scraped my skin pretty badly, but it did not puncture my flesh, and I did not have to go to the emergency room and get 40 stitches. I'm very, very lucky.
You owe that all to just good old-fashioned denim. What brand jeans are you wearing?
These are like work jeans. I've got like three or four pairs of work jeans.
Yeah, but
they
like Levi's or what?
No, these are like
old Wranglers.
Diesels or something.
Wranglers. Yeah.
Cool.
I just barely got away with my...
So now you get to go back out and try it again.
Well, no. After that, I went to the store and I bought the proper drill bit. And when I walked in, there was a guy with a couple pieces of gutter getting ready to check out. And I said, I'm working on the same project. He's like,
oh, no.
It's coming. He looked at me.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
It's coming.
So you bonded with a gutter buddy. You literally,
that's what Laura said.
You have a gutter buddy.
That's what Laura said.
Well, that's what it is.
You did the thing in the Geico commercials where you... He teaches you not to be your dad. You did right. it. Hey, hey, if you're looking for a grout brush, no, you don't know him. Did you ask him if he had a cobalt drill bit?
I didn't.
Oh, you blew your perfect opportunity.
No, I didn't. I didn't bother because I just assumed that this fucking monkey's going to do it wrong.
Well, somebody
he's going to be out there with scotch tape and wood glue trying to put together these pieces of metal. I just assumed he was going to botch it, so I didn't even bother.
Well, you could have saved him a step. You could have saved him a pair of jeans.
Yeah. This is New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, rather, that this is coming out, this podcast, guys. So I was just wondering if you had a New Year's resolution. Or you had, I've talked about this before, what I've done for years, a word that's a mantra for the new year, something that I hope to, to, you know, manifest in the new year. Josh, do you have either a resolution or some word, you know, or maybe you have, you probably have a full on vision board with paper dolls and stuff.
I haven't got any resolutions. Like, I just came up with a word though. How about forget?
Oh,
just forget.
As in forget 2020?
Yeah, yep, oh, just forget the whole thing.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. 2019 to 2021.
Like it was a Dallas episode.
Exactly. Yeah. Just
it was all a dream.
Yeah.
I don't resolution. I don't know. Maybe stay inside a little more.
More cheese.
More cheese.
Maybe relax and stay inside with the family a little bit more. You know, get to know each other. Let's do that. Good. In 2021.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
That's good. Good thinking. What about you, Larry?
I think that more of a mantra. I think what I've been thinking about is that when this all started back in March, I had this idea that this was somehow going to give us more time to do additional things and maybe, you know, finish projects or whatever creative projects that have been in the back of my mind. And that has not, I am not alone in this. I think partly because there was just so much concern and anxiety this year that we all spent a lot of time figuring that out. And also in the course of just our business, I'm doing more work now than I was when this whole thing started because of the contraction of the number of people in the industry. But I think that my mantra will be follow through, as in when I come up with a thing or a project or an idea that I do believe is a good thing to do or a good thing to follow through on, I will follow through. I think I did that too many times. It didn't take that next step to make some progress on it. So follow through is my mantra.
That's a good
I
one.
Like that. Now, are you talking about like projects around the house or like more
anything,
you know,
anything like that,
things.
Anything like that. I mean, the house doesn't need a lot going on, but there are some like organizational things here that should have been done after we moved in. But also there's a couple of creative things that I need to kind of finish. And I would like to see myself do that. I would just like to see myself accomplish a couple of things this year that when I think of them and I know that they're good ideas to actually start the progress, because it's harder to, you know, months later when you go, God, I should have done that. And then to try and get the motivation to do it. So like go from idea to actually first step in a much shorter amount of time as my follow through so that I get some momentum going.
Yeah. And get some things done before you die soon. Gotcha.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I like that. I like that.
You joke, but I'm thinking about it a lot, Andy.
Oh, man.
I'm thinking a lot about my demise.
Okay. I had 20 years ago, I had a real, you know, when it was 2000, I had that real feeling of, I want to get some shit done. I'm tired of the hypocrisy in my life. I want to be in shape, but, you know, I'm smoking cigarettes and farting around and I'd like to learn how to play guitar, but I, you know, haven't really committed myself to it and so forth. So bought a nice guitar, got some lessons, quit smoking, all of that stuff in 2000, just in this campaign to eliminate bullshit in my life. And so, yeah, I know the impetus behind those things. And, I applaud you for your moxie.
Well, I've had those kind of years. I've had those times in my life too, Andy, and I know I can do it. And I think that it's very easy to fall into routine, and especially this year, it's been literally just the same thing over and over again, and it's magnified in that way. And I think getting complacent is. I can tell you honestly, like when the Sound decided that they no longer needed my services, it was. I understood what happened, but I remember at the time thinking, I don't know what I was thinking. Did I think this was just going to go on forever? It was at that time. I remember thinking I had gotten in a little bit of a complacency about what do I do next? What's next for me? It was a real wake up call. It was a good one for me. So that's one thing I've decided. I never want to be in that position again. Not about being fired. That just happens. You never know when that's going to happen.
Right. Right.
But never assuming that things are just going to stay the same, because they can't. So to be a little bit more proactive in what else you're doing in your life, so that when something like that happens, you're like, okay, well, that happened, but I got this.
Yeah, it's a scary thing to think about, because I think about, you know, between now and the end of my working days, you know, and how many of those days do I have? My portfolio is almost non-existent, so I would imagine I'm probably going to be working until I'm 70. But but what is that going to be? Will it be the current jobs that I've got, the things that I'm doing right now? I think the odds are highly against that. And I think that it's going to be a series of other things that I'll be doing between now and then. And that's terrifying on some level. But on another level, it's just a reminder that, you know, nothing does last forever. And it's a reminder to live in the moment. And I, you know, I got up this morning and Laura and I, we heard the kids down the hall and, you know, thought about Christmas being over and all these things. And I got sentimental about it. And, you know, just thinking about, you know, how long will it be before the kids are gone, you know, moving off and doing their own things. And
oh, you still got a good 25 years. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. turns out they never leave, Andy. Nah, nah. They never fucking leave.
Exactly.
Coming back like a bad penny. Yeah, exactly.
This is the last thing you need to worry about. You're going to probably put up two more things in gutters by the time that happens.
But just that feeling of, you know, there goes innocence. And that it's always a reminder, you know, if I let it depress me, it will.
Right.
But if you look at it a different way, it's a reminder to live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what kids teach you to do, is live in this moment and drink in their innocence about, you know, Santa Claus or whatever, and just enjoy the time you're spending with them while they're here.
Speaking of innocence, you know how the show, How It's Made, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, yeah. Dun, dun. Well, at the beginning of every, I watch that show like religiously every Sunday morning. And at the beginning of every episode, they're like, they'll list of what they're doing. They'll be like, on this today on How It's Made. And I'll be like, dude, you know, show it. And they'll be like, golf clubs, chainsaws, you know, and they just go through the list of what they're doing. And I always just say ridiculous things while that's happening. And we were watching like a few weeks ago, and Owen's sitting there, and the first one comes on and he goes, babies. And I go, no, I don't think they're going to be showing how babies are made.
That's
episode.
A different network.
That's an episode I would watch for sure. What time is that on Sunday, Josh?
Today on How It's Made, yogurt. Chainsaws, babies.
That's great. That's good stuff. My word is normalcy.
Yeah,
I never knew how much I craved it, and how happy I was with it. You know, I like to think of myself as an independent thinker, but you know, this, we'll get political too much, but I've, you know, found myself looking back and craving the days of George W. Bush and
Jesus,
and you know, I want to get back to a time when I don't wake up to hear what was toilet tweeted, you know, overnight. I just want to get back to normalcy, back to something that doesn't cause me anxiety on a daily basis. Back, you know, have people get healthy. I pray that these, you know, new mutations of COVID in Britain, well, and South Africa and all this shit.
It's just more contagious. It has nothing to do with the deadliness of it. That sounds like the vaccines will work, but it's just more contagious.
Yeah. Well, that's what I just if the vaccines work, I'm ready to take that shit yesterday.
Please. Yeah,
and I just want to
shoot me
back
with a dart gun loaded with it. I don't care.
Three darts is too
like a rhino, just like just a big puffy dart hanging out my ass.
I'm just ready for normal, man. Yeah, I'm ready for things to calm down. I'm ready for picnics and 4th of July
I'm ready for like going on a hike and seeing someone pass me and not in the back of my head thinking, should I turn my head away from, you know what I mean, just the subtle little things of being an alive human being, not afraid to be around another live human being.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
and look at everybody walking like they're a walking pathogen. Yeah, it's, yeah. I'm ready for it too.
Yeah, me too. I think there's a little bit of danger because I think we always place a little too much time on these kind of benchmarks, too much emphasis on these benchmarks of time, which, you know, are just constructs. You know, a new year really doesn't mean anything. It's just maybe a good time for reflection. I'm afraid there are too many people who are hoping that with 2020 gone, things are just going to be better. And I think intellectually, we know that's not true. 2021's not going to magically, everything's going to be kind of the same for a while.
Yeah.
But there are so many more signs of this. There are enough good things that have happened toward the end of this year that there are signs that we're going to get there. So I crave it too. I just hope people have the patience because the way we're living is going to be the way we're living for a while. And who knows how, you know, how long are we going to be living with this virus just being a part of our lives? And will it eliminate it completely? I hope for the same, but it's going to be well into this new year before we get that sense of normalcy.
There's going to be there's like an emotional thing. I think about even when all this is all said and done and it's clear, it's still going to be hard to go to like a Dodger game and not have a mask in my pocket. You know what I mean? Just that kind of is it ever really going to be, you know what I mean? I mean,
no.
I'm just saying the psychological thing of having done this for like a year and a half or whatever, it's going to be hard to just put that mask in your pocket and be like, okay, we're free. We don't have to do it anymore.
I think we'll see a lot of people living that way. I mean, I think you have seen in like really extremely heavily populated country cities in China and places. Part of it's for population, but part of it is also fear of you know, disease that floats around. A lot of people have immune system. I mean, it's like there are places where millions of people wear them every day.
Yeah.
And part of it in those countries, the air quality is such shit.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
That there are particulates that are flying around in the air that they don't want to breathe and die from. Well, and
if I was a person with underlying issues that this would really affect, I would totally be like, I'm not. Why risk it? Why risk any of this? Because if it gets me, I'm one of the ones that's really, really going to hurt. So, you know, I don't know. Everybody in the world's looking forward to it, but it's still not going to be easy and it's going to be weird. And I can't wait for it to happen.
it's going to be so gradual that what I think Andy is hoping for is it's going to kind of sneak up on us, but there will be these little moments of triumph like, oh, you know what? Things are this much better now, so we can open up restaurants, you can dine inside again, and things seem to be, I mean, it's going to be these little incremental moments that will get us there. That's going to be enough. I mean, just that alone will be like, oh, this is progress. We're actually making some progress.
So the reason I was thinking about this is I don't know why it popped in my head. And I was thinking, I'm like, you know, when all this is said and done, how much are baseball tickets going to go up and like the first Live Aid and stuff like that? Because people are going to be dying to get out of the house. Exactly. But then I'm like, then I was thinking about myself. Well, would you be one of the first people to be like, let's go to see the Penguins game in a closed, you know, a domed arena? And I'd be like, I don't know, man. There's that psychological little bit trauma of it that you're going to have to get used to of being in a massive group of people. And with people freaking out saying that, you know, some people not wanting to take the vaccine and people not wanting to wear masks.
Well, but once you're vaccinated, that's not your problem really anymore.
That's true. That's true.
It's more theirs. Yeah. But hey,
I think we'll get there. I mean, I can't remember a time when I've been. It's not that I would attend that many concerts over the last 5 or 10 years, but boy, live music and
live comedy
shows and just
live, you know, anything.
I'd go to a movie.
I'd go to the WNBA. Yeah. I would go to a WNBA game courtside and just be jumping around I'd be going like Jack Nicholson. I'd just be like,
crazy. Now you're just being silly.
All right. Well, now we know what he's getting for Christmas next year. Sparks jersey.
That's right. Hey, guys, we got a couple of phone calls before we wrap up things. And there's at least one item from the Yafsack as well.
Yes.
Let's go. This one is from, I'll just let him introduce himself to you.
Hey, guys. It's John from the East Coast. Long time no talk. Happy holidays, or as Josh would say, happy all the days, or maybe you say all the days. I'm not sure, but either way, listen. All I want for Christmas is Sam back on the show. As much as I enjoy the three of you and your banter, you know, Sam's the man. He's the one who helped me find you, and you know, I got to admit, I miss him. I went back, listened to all the Sam shows, and you guys are coming up on a milestone. Sam's 25th show, I believe, will be his next appearance. So we may want to double check that. But wow. Again, thanks for everything you do. You've made 2020 a wee bit more enjoyable, which all of us appreciate. And Godspeed to you and your families. And can't wait to hear what god-awful Christmas songs you pick. There's plenty of them out there. And we'll talk to you again in 2021, we hope. So keep up the great work, and like I said, hopefully Sam will make an appearance.
Yep, we got it.
We miss him too.
Yeah, keep up the great work, but not as good as if Sam were there.
Hey, so we understand. I went back and listened to all these shows that there was another person I'd rather listen to than you guys. Yeah.
To the point where he actually kept stats on it. He's got a running tab.
He's got an Excel.
I feel certain once we get out of the NFL, although I don't know because he's a very busy man, but it's the NFL that keeps him the most busy.
Yeah,
so.
he every weekend, and they, you know, had him start a podcast for the Times, or they were going to. I don't know the status of all of that, but he's been incredibly busy every weekend since the end of August. Since mid-August. So it's not that he doesn't want to be here. I trade texts with him pretty much every week. Yeah. It's just that he is saturated with work. And this is, as the Germans would say, the hoch saison.
That sounded French.
It's the high season.
Oh, okay. Did that sound French?
Hawk saison. Hawk saison.
Oh, it'd be shocking if Andy got that one.
I was going to say, we could have that fact checked. Because also in German, means bullshit.
We need to create a new segment with corrections. Corrections and retractions for Andy.
I am not the. Hey, you know, Sammy, that originated in Mongolia in the 400s.
Thing about Cliff Craven. Cliff Craven.
You're Craven.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say the thing about Cliff in Cheers was that he was annoying, but he was usually right about his facts.
God. All right, for this one, I'm going to need you to play a little intro here.
Low energy bike. Mark. Low energy bike.
Hey, yappers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. It's been a busy time of year for this ditch digger. All while fighting a very stubborn case of bronchitis. We finished up the sewer and water project. That one went right into a blocked sewer line. That one turned out to be blocked with rocks that some kid had put down an open clean out. And it just jammed up randomly in the middle of the line. Some of those rocks were so big, I wondered how the hell they got them in there in the first place, and then around two different 45-degree bends. Once we figured out where the blockage was, we cut the pipe, let the stinky water flow down the ditch, and then back into the sewer line close to the connection of the city's main line, where we had removed a section of pipe. Some days are diamonds, some days are gold, and some days you're in the shit. Talk to you later.
Sounds like the exact same problem I've been having. Huh, Andy? Can you relate?
That is maybe his best.
Do the song.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That was low energy, Mike. That was low energy, Mike.
Well, I'll tell you one other thing is I heard in his voice, you could still hear the remnants of the bronchitis. I hope he's fully on the mend.
That's got to be disconcerting when you start having some of that chest stuff, because that's immediately a symptom of, you know, that other thing.
So some little fucking kid. a sewer outside with rocks. I'd kill that kid. They had to dig up those lines and replace a pipe full of steamy piss and shit. Because he's just dropping boulders down the sewer pipe.
Apparently, that part of Oregon, there's not a lot of activities for the young people. That's a Saturday night right there.
There's not a lot to do. Yeah. All right, we got one more short one. You ready?
Yep.
This is George from Long Beach. Not sure if this is going to drop on the last day of the year, New Year's Eve, or if it's going to be in the new year. But either way, wanted to wish you and yours a happy and healthy 2021. Until next assignment, this is George from Long Beach.
Aww.
Well, how nice, about that? George. That was quite happy nice. Thank you, George.
What's that number that people can call and leave a message, Andy?
I'm so glad you asked.
Because I don't know.
626-657-6428 or OAMUCKPMHAT. That's the YAF line, 626-657-6428. Larry, let me ask you a question. If someone wanted to send like an email, where could they send that so that we would get it?
So that it would arrive here in my sack?
Yes.
Yes, the YAF sack is yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. And this is maybe a nice way to wrap up today from Steven, who says, "Hey, YAFers, just wanted to take the time to thank you for continuing to put out the podcast during these times. It's always a fun time listening to you guys chop it up each week. Hope you all have a great holiday and new year. Best wishes, Steven. P.S. Hoping for a shirt to go with my mug eventually. Ha ha." So I put the challenge to you, Andy Chanley. Shall we make that a goal? Can we make that a mantra for the three of us in 2021 to come up finally? Well,
I think that the obvious choice is the perfect amount of stupid, because that one's been on the back burner.
It's
for
been
a
on
while.
The on that, the on that, the yeah on right, the for quite. Exactly.
It's also the most accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, Stephen, thank you
just
for your
the right
email.
Amount of stupid?
What's that?
Just the right amount of stupid.
Yeah. Just the right amount of stupid. I think that's it.
Yeah.
And also, I wanted to mention to Stephen, who says it's always a fun time listening to you guys chop it up each week. Well, bad news, Stephen. We're taking a week off. So
there you go, buddy.
There's your happy New Year present.
Yeah, take a week off and have a little breather and just let 2021 wash over you for a week. Yeah. And then we'll come back and have
I'm
some fun.
I'm going to shoot 2020
out
my ass.
Yeah. maybe by the time we come back, I will have purged it from my system, if you know what I mean.
Telling you. Yeah. Holy shits. Well, you know, I'm going to echo something that Larry said earlier. It has been, in all honesty, you know, there are a lot of things that I have to get done in a week. I probably work 60 hours every week. And there are a lot of things I have to do. This is one of the things that, I'll be honest, requires a great deal of effort. But it's one of the things that I...
You got to put up with us, too, just banging on you constantly. Yeah.
It's one of the things I want to do. And I'm really glad that we found a way after countless horrible trials.
Right. I mean, I'm with you. It takes me like a couple hours just to get myself psyched up to come in here and do the show with you guys every weekend. But then when I get here, I actually have a good time. But there I have to like talk myself into it and be like looking at the clock and be like, oh, it's an hour and a half before the show starts.
Maybe you said enough, you know, Josh. I mean? Yeah.
But when the show starts, then I go, you know what? These guys are okay.
Yeah. See, I enjoy it's the kind of the opposite for me. I enjoy the hour that I'm in the midst of it, but then afterward, I feel like I've been with a dirty, filthy whore, and I feel it takes a week to recover.
Unclean.
Yeah. Like how I can take, people take a shower, cry, hit the bottom of the shower,
lay there, cry the hot shower.
I think I got it.
All right.
How can people get a hold of you, Josh?
Joshua J. Flinger. gmail.com.
And Larry.
That's what you get for being sincere, Andy. You can check out mostly pictures of our brand new puppy, Bixby, on our Instagram at the Larry Morgan.
And who is a good boy?
Oh, yeah, Bixby's a good boy. Yes, he's a good boy.
How did Bixby like his first Christmas?
Oh. He had the best time. Yeah. He really is a good boy. Yeah. Andy, what about you?
It's at slippitywooway.
.org.
.org/... Slippity Woo Wah, wasn't it?
Slippity Woo Wah.
Slippity Woo Wah. Slippity. It's Andy Chanley on the Instagram. It's Andy _Chanley on Twitter and DJ Andy Chanley on the Facebooks.
Right. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, you
Happy
too.
New Year. Hope I remember to post this.
When the
for last time of the year,
thank God.
People that you don't like me,
and your treasure friendships in. Tune into this podcast with your artificial friends.
Fuck you, 2020.
Yeah,
get back on that gutter. Get back on that gutter, Andy.
Go pound sand.
Bye bye.
Bye, y'all.